In 1962, if I'm wrong in a year, I met Ellie Halsey. Now, there was a classic. Ellie, two great classics that year. If I'm wrong in 61, still split. Two great classics. They both belong in heaven's domain. A young Ellie Halsey in March of 1962, if I'm wrong at 61, but I think it was 62. I met her at the Cafe Bazaar, a way out wild place in Greenwich Village on West 4th Street that had a flag of the worst witch you ever saw. I was working there for $10 a night for two nights. My agent, George King, came each night to take five a night. And at that particular time, I was also playing with Ram Jim and his Calypso band when Patrice Lumumba was the biggest thing in Africa. And at that time, Richie Havens and I met each other walking through each cafe in the village saying hello and goodbye. At this particular time, Ellie Halsey was a waitress. And I'll never forget, she invited me up to her house for health foods. And I couldn't go because she was fired as a waitress. And the owner said, I'll fire you if you go up to her house. And I didn't have the nerve to go up to her house and get fired. But I wrote her this song. Her father, by the way, was one of the founders of the Saturday Evening Post, which I learned later on. He was in Philadelphia. That was a period of time when rich girls, and especially rich girls, ran away from their parents and wanted to be hip with the hippies around the village and whatever. It was a changing period of time. But she was tall, lanky, brownish hair. Oh, Ellie Halsey, she was a dream's dream. And a song I wrote to her, whatever I remember. Hello, Ellie Halsey. Hello, Ellie dear. How have you been feeling since I saw you yesteryear? Was it last December? Or was it in May? Still I love you, darling, as I did dear yesterday. It goes on and on. I really was thrilled with that song when I wrote it for her.